iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
You want that car seat in there snug, and you want the child to be in there safe. You don't want to have mirrors back there, anything that can break or anything that can be thrown into the baby. When you're driving, we want your focus on the road. The only thing that ever gets me emotional is kids, babies, teenagers hurt out there in collisions. I've pretty much seen the worst of the worst. I've had to give CPR and rescue breathing to kids and babies and teenagers, and those are things that you never forget. So for me, I would tell everybody and implore everybody to make sure your kid is properly restrained, no matter what.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of these fine United States of America, Southern California. I'm Tom Smith, and for our regular listeners, you know that I'm a new dad. My son is just a few months old, and I'm head over heels. He's kicked my butt. I love him more than anything. And with that in mind, safety is absolutely paramount to the every move that I make. And since I live in Southern California, here in Los Angeles, it is impossible to get around unless you drive. Not impossible, but very, very, very challenging. So with that in mind, we're covering child safety seats in this episode. Something really important to me, keeping my son safe, something very important to all parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and whatnot. With me today is Officer Simone Yarbrough from the California Highway Patrol. Officer Yarbrough, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Tom.
I was born in the middle of winter in the Midwest. And in the Midwest, you have tremendous snowstorms. You have the concept of black ice. And I know I wasn't brought home in a four-wheel drive vehicle. And I know I wasn't brought home in a child safety seat at all. In fact, my mom held me in her arms. How times have changed.
Definitely. You know what? I don't remember having a child safety seat when I was younger either. We were probably around the same age. So, yeah, I don't remember that. But I think the first laws came into effect in 1979 in Tennessee. They developed the first child seat laws. And then later, by 1985 or so, I think all states were required to have laws regarding child seats.
We're here in Southern California. People listen to the podcast all over the place. Are the laws state by state?
Absolutely. So NHTSA governs the laws all over the country, but every state's laws are just a little bit different. So every state has a child seat law, but Missouri and California may be different.
Okay. And NHTSA, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration?
Correct. They regulate safety seats.
So they regulate the seats that we put in our cars. But then it's a state by state from there how you use those seats?
It's state by state what the particulars of the laws are. Okay. NHTSA still has to say, okay, that's cool. So you still have to be under NHTSA standards, but the laws can be just a little bit different in each state. Okay. So maybe like turnaround time, which we're going to discuss later. Yeah. In California, it's 2 years. In another state, it may be 1 year.
With regard to the laws, the turnaround is actually kind of new, right? Right. So let's walk through that. When did that happen? And let's talk specifics here in California.
The turnaround just occurred in January 1st, 2017. Children under 2 years of age, 2 years of age shall ride rear facing. And the exception is if the child is over 40 pounds or 40 inches in height.
40 pounds or 40 inches in height and 2 years old. So up till two, they're riding backwards.
Correct. And I would keep my child, like my child is 1 year and 10 months. I'm going to keep him rear facing as long as possible, even past 2 years old, just for the safety aspect. His back, neck, and spine can be hurt. It's a 5-time greater chance that he's hurt more if he's forward facing than rear facing. So rear facing is definitely 5 times safer.
Now, is there the area of impact to the vehicle, likelihood of impact of a vehicle factored into that equation?
Yes, just
because if you were to hit something or someone head on, as opposed to get hit from behind, isn't that going to impact the passengers differently And thus, that's the whole turnaround concept?
Yes, it is. So if you hit somebody, if you get hit from behind, that impact is going to take the make you go frontwards first, and then you're going to come back. Well, if you're rear facing, the whole body takes that the brunt of that collision instead of just your back, neck, and spine. If you're backward facing, you're not going to have the same. You're not going to take the brunt of that impact.
Then the infant's fragile body is going into
the seat.
The seat
instead of away from the seat.
So that'll be the main impact, and then as they come forward, that'll be the lesser aspect of the impact.
Correct.
So 2 years old, or what are those the height and weight again?
So it's 2 years old and 40 pounds or 40 inches in height.
Okay. But you, as someone who is an expert in this area, who has a child that's under two, are already planning on keeping your child backward facing as long as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to think about it. Would you rather, because everybody cares about their kids' legs touching the back of the seat. Yeah. Well, would you rather your kid break a leg and something that can be healed or break their neck or back? So I'd much rather him break his leg, and I'm comfortable with that. Being rear facing is just totally safer. And my kid is tall already, but he's not too tall for the height of the seat and the weight of the seat. So long as he's within that, then he's good.
And so that is the barometer. As long as he's not too tall or heavy for the specs on the seat, you can keep him safely or safer facing backwards.
Correct.
Okay. Good to know, because I'm going to do the same thing with my little guy. Now, once we turn them around, where we're in a completely different seat typically. By most manufacturer standards, from my understanding. Is that correct?
Well, it just depends on what kind of seat you have. If you have an infant carrier, then you're no longer going to be able to use that seat. You probably want to go to a convertible seat. And most convertible seats can be used rear facing for 2 years and then can be turned around. So it just depends on what kind of seat you have. They also have combination car seats, and it can only be used forward facing or as a booster seat. So it just depends on what kind of seat you have.
I want to circle back to the specific seats, but first get to the most recent changes is the actual law here in California. The driving backwards law started in 2017?
So the rear-facing law started prior to 2017, but the new law where they changed it from 1 year to 2 years started January 1st, 2017.
I don't even want to talk about this, but we have to. What are the stats high level that are going to wake parents up and anybody that has to drive a child and say, okay, this is why this is important?
In 2009, there were 4,058 injuries and fatalities in California involving children under 14. 365 of those children were unrestrained. And then in 2010, the preliminary numbers indicated that there were 2,126 injuries and fatalities in California involving children under 14. 215 of those children were unrestrained. So if you don't have a child in a car seat, or you don't have them in there properly, when they're that small, it's a good chance the injuries will be big in a big time collision. If it's a small fender bender, of course you have a chance to be okay. But if it's a big collision, anything where they can come out the car for speeds of 30, 40, 50 miles an hour, it's a great chance that your child will be hurt badly. So I would definitely keep them restrained and restrained properly. If you don't know how to put your car seat in, or if you're not sure if it's in correctly, make an appointment with the California Highway Patrol at the local offices. We'll check out your seat for you for free.
And that's exactly why we're doing this podcast, because my wife and I did exactly that. We're at the South LA California Highway Patrol office just off the 405 in Torrance. And this is where my wife and I came, and your colleague, Officer Eddington, helped us install our seats. And thank you guys for that. Definitely appreciate it.
No problem. When I first started, maybe my first 15 years or so, I had two God kids. I didn't have children yet, but I had two God kids. And I would get the car seat and look at the instructions. I said, oh, I can put this in. And when I look back on it now, I realize that I didn't install the car seat correctly. So it's not as easy as you think. You have to go to a 40-hour class to qualify to be an instructor, and it's a real class. You're in there. They give you homework. You're studying. It's practical. So they go out there and watch you and monitor you, put in seat after seat after seat.
A 40-hour class to learn how to install a car seat.
True 40 hours. No 2-hour lunches. No getting out early. It was 8 to 5, an hour lunch, and you better be back on time.
I mean, that's significant to me because I know so many new dads and moms that are just like, buy a car seat, whatever, grab one, throw it in. And I know that's a big factor too, is a high percentage of car seats are actually installed incorrectly.
Yeah, we get people that come up here all the time and they say, oh, you know, I just got the instructions. How hard can it be? And they put the car seat in the back. And when you shake it from the base, it's moving all over the place. So it's not really installed correctly. And in the case of a collision, it's not really going to help out much. So you want to make sure your seat is in correctly. That's your most prized possession, or your children.
Yeah. The whole, oh, how hard can it be thing. I realized it was incredibly hard because your colleague, Officer Eddington, helped me put the thing in. But I realized after doing it that I don't even want these car seats. I took those back and got new car seats because I wanted something that was more user friendly. Yeah, you guys were awesome. And so everybody in the,
let me jump in right there. When you talk about user friendly, that's exactly what you want, because you want consistency. You want to be able to put that child seat in the same way every single time. And you want it to be tight. You don't want it to move more than 1 inch side to side or forward to back. You want that car seat in there snug. And you want the child to be in there safe. You want to know, hey, I can throw this car seat in there. It takes a minute tops. The baby's in there safe. And check your car seat. If you go to the car wash or you go anywhere and it's a possibility somebody else used your car, maybe they put groceries in the back and they unloosened the car seat to make sure they can fit all the groceries, check the car seat before you just throw the baby in there to make sure it's still in there correctly. It doesn't take that much time, especially after you learn how to do it.
You only schedule your appointments so far in advance, but you book up pretty quick. So that brings me back to, it's not just you guys that do this, your location here. There's other CHP locations that do it?
Correct. We have 10 different locations within our Southern Division. Okay. So you can go to East LA, West LA, Central LA. Our office right here is South LA, Altadena. We have offices all over the state that does it.
Is there a website where they can figure out what the various offices are? Or
absolutely. You can always go to chp.ca.gov. Or you can look it up and call your local office directly, and we'll be happy to help you out. The number to our office is area code 310-516-3355, and they'll just tell them where you live and where you're located, and they'll tell you the local office near you.
Perfect. Thank you for that. We also took a class with AAA, and the class with AAA, they had a very politically correct answer when someone asked, what's the best child safety seat?
They probably told you the middle, correct?
No, not location. We asked
what the
best brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Got you.
And they said they're all equally good because they all have to hit the NHTSA standards.
Correct.
So it sounds like that's the same answer that you're going to give too, from a politically correct perspective.
And that's the answer I'm going to give you.
Okay, perfect.
They all have to be checked out, and they're basically governing themselves. And if the seats are not good enough to go out, then they're not going to go out. What you're paying for more for the child is comfort. You get a $25 seat. It's just as good as a $300 seat. It might not be as comfortable or as fluffy, or the kid's not going to be all relaxed, but it's going to be, from a safety standpoint, it's going to be just as safe.
It's going to check all the safety boxes.
Correct.
But I will say and we talked about this a little bit off mic, from a dad's perspective of having to deal with the thing, install it, move it around, deal with it. There's a big difference from one to another as far as how easy it is to install and whatnot.
Absolutely. And I see that all the time when people come up here to get their car seats installed. All the car seats that we deal with, you see different ones, and some of the more expensive ones are pretty user-friendly. So, but again, I'm not going to discount the ones that are $25, $30.
Now let's talk about where to put it in the car, because, and we talked about this off mic as well, and there's pros and cons. You would think that putting the seat in the middle, obviously we're talking the back seat, but the child safety seat never, ever, ever goes in the front seat, right? No?
Wrong. You don't want to put it in the front seat with an active airbag. Never do a rear facing. Okay. But you can, under certain circumstances, you'll have maybe like a pickup truck, a two-seater, okay, where you have to put the child seat in the front. And there are rules in place that you can do so, long as the child's the airbag is off.
Okay. Did not know that.
Rear facing. Front seat. And you can turn it around in the front seat.
So you can go rear facing or front facing in
Correct.
The front seat. Okay. Wow. So glad we're having this chat.
Me too.
Back to the back seat or one of the two back seats. Does it matter anymore when we're talking about two rows of back seats these days with vehicles?
No, not at all.
There's a couple things to think about. There's, gosh forbid, there's actually an impact, an accident. That's one element. But then there's also the convenient element of getting a child in and out. But then another factor is a safety element of getting the child in and out as well. You know, it takes you a little bit longer to put the seat in the middle and you got your door open, you're in a parking lot or maybe you're parallel parked and, you know, then your body's hanging out of the car. So there's that element to consider.
A lot of people want to say the middle seat is the safest seat. My preference is the right side. And it's, again, just like you talked about, being able to open the curbside door, get my baby out. It's a lot easier. I would never put it on the left side unless I had two children because I don't ever want to have to be in traffic. That's probably the most dangerous spot you can put the child seat. And not just because of a collision, but having to be in traffic on the side where cars are coming, people are texting, not paying attention, eating, doing all sorts of things in the car, checking their music. So you don't want to put yourself in peril like that, yourself or the baby.
Now, in that case, when I'm driving by myself or my wife's driving by herself, the baby's facing backwards, you can't see the baby. And I know the mirrors are out there. And I was about to load up on the mirrors. But then somebody pointed out, hey, you know, if there is an incident, if there is an accident, those mirrors become projectiles. And we decided to go without the mirrors.
That was a good choice, Tom.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't want to have mirrors back there, anything that can break or anything that can be thrown into the baby. When you're driving, we want your focus on the road. If you have a problem with the baby, always pull over because it's just like when the baby is sleeping. You're asleep too a lot of the times. You're not watching the baby at all times. So you just got to know that the baby is all right while you're driving and trying to get from point A to point B because all you can do is worsen something up by looking behind you or looking in your rearview mirror and taking your eyes off traffic.
So we have the infant seat rear facing, and then we have the infant seat front facing, and then we have child seat front facing, and then booster are basically. And there's lots of manufacturers have lots of versions of those, but those are kind of the categories of
correct.
The child's growth, right?
Yeah, so it's a rear facing only infant seats. Then they have convertible car seats where you can use forward facing or rear facing, and then they also have combination car seats, and that can be forward facing or used as a booster seat. So
we're going to get to some resources in just a second, but what are the highline takeaways for parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, anybody that's driving a child anywhere?
California law states that each child shall be properly restrained in a child safety seat, booster seat, or other restraint system in the back seat until the child is age 8 or 4'9" in height. The seat should be firmly installed. To test that seat, you always want to pull or grasp where it's connected at the belt path or near the lower anchors. You don't want to pull the top of the seat because, of course, it's going to shake a little bit at the top or move at the top because that's what it's designed to do.
And by the lower anchors, we mean the base, where the base of the car seat is closest to the seat of the car and the back of the car hit.
Correct.
So that close, the tightest spot is going to be down there by the anchors or by the seatbelt, depending on how you have it attached to the car.
Perfectly said. And then you want to check the harness straps too. They should always lie flat and not have any bends or twist in them. And they should fit snug against the child's body with no slack in the webbing. The chest clip should be placed at the armpit level. And wear your seatbelts as parents, because the child always wants to imitate the parent too. So if they see you driving around with no seatbelt, they don't want to be in their child seat, or they don't want to have a seatbelt on either.
How terrible would you feel if your body slammed into your child that isn't in a seat?
It's scary. That would be the worst thing ever too. You know, I've had to see all kind of grim things out there in the field, and the worst thing ever, the only thing that ever gets me emotional is kids, babies, teenagers hurt out there in collisions. I've pretty much seen the worst of the worst. I've had to give CPR, rescue breathing of kids and babies and teenagers. And those are things that you never forget. So for me, I would tell everybody and implore everybody to make sure your kid is properly restrained, no matter what.
Officer Simone Yarbrough, thanks again very much for your service and everything you do. Thank you very much for joining me today. We very much appreciate the information, and maybe we'll circle back on another collaboration of some sort in the future.
No, I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me. And the CHP offers a lot of different programs. So again, you can always check www.chp.ca.gov for the programs that we offer.
Thank you so much. This is iDrive SoCal. I'm Tom Smith. As always, thanks for listening.